Coquitlam, Decision Day is almost here. On Saturday, October 15, residents across the city will head to their local polling station to cast their ballot in the 2022 civic election. Voting boxes will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eligible voters will be choosing a new mayor, 8 city councilors and 4 school trustees. Here's who's set to appear on your ballot, in alphabetical order. Mayor Adil Gaymar Mark Mahavelich Richard Stewart, incumbent, seeking fifth-term council Brent Asmundson, incumbent, Rob Bottos Philip Buchan Ben Craig Muhammad Darwish Matt Johnlick Craig Hodge, incumbent, Steve Kim, incumbent, Paul Lambert Sean Lee Trish Mandewo, incumbent, Dennis Marsden, incumbent, Robert Mazzarolo Cameron McBriar Brian Mazzara Benjamin Perry Leslie Rusa Zoe Royer Harvey Sue Ali Tutian Terry Towner, incumbent, Carl Trepanier. The candidates each participated in a questionnaire by the Tri-City News, in asking why they're running along with the number one issue that matters most to them. They also took the time to create a one-minute campaign pitch to their constituents. You can view the answers by clicking the links below or at the bottom of the page. There are also 7 candidates for 4 trustee positions on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education. School trustee Jennifer Blatherwick, incumbent, Carol Cahoon, incumbent, Chuck Dennison Jeffrey Way Daniel Westley Belinda Wheatley Craig Woods, incumbent. How to vote? You can only vote once in the 2022 municipal election. To be eligible to vote, Coquitlam residents must meet the following criteria. Be a Canadian citizen, be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be a Coquitlam resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring one or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need one form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring 2 pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the Municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid passport, vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form SDES 8. Where can I vote? Coquitlam residents can vote at one of 23 polling stations, including 21 schools: Alderson Elementary, 825 Gautier Avenue, Bramblewood Elementary, 2875 Panorama Drive, Cape Horn Elementary, 155 Finnegan Street, Como Lake Middle School, 1121 King Albert Avenue, Eagle Ridge Elementary, 1215 Falcon Drive, Glen Elementary, 3064 Glen Drive, Harborview Elementary, 960 Lillian Street, Hillcrest Middle School, 2161 Regan Avenue, Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way, Lord Baden-Powell Elementary, 450 Joyce Street, Meadowbrook Elementary, 900 Sharp Street, Miller Park Elementary, 800 Egmont Avenue, Montgomery Middle School, 1900 Edgewood Avenue, Mountain View Elementary, 740 Smith Avenue, Mundy Road Elementary, 2200 Austin Avenue, Nestor Elementary, 1266 Nestor Street, Panorama Heights Elementary, 1455 Johnson Street, Porter Street Elementary, 728 Porter Street, Ranch Park Elementary, 2701 Spurway Avenue, Riverview Park Elementary, 700 Clearwater Way, Smiling Creek Elementary, 3456 Princeton Avenue, Victoria Community Hall, 3435 Victoria Drive, Walton Elementary, 2960 Walton Avenue. For more information, you can click on the links below or visit the City of Coquitlam's website.